Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. One day, shortly after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born, Advaita Acharya's wife, Sita Devi, who is worshipable by the whole world, took her husband's permission and went to see that topmost child with all kinds of gifts and presentations. Please repeat. One day, shortly after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born, Advaita Acharya's wife Sita Devi, who is worshipable by the whole world, took her husband's permission and went to see that topmost child with all kinds of gifts and presentations. Purport. It appears that Advaita Acharya had two different houses, one at Shantipur and one at Navadvip. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born, Advaita Acharya was residing not at his Navadvip house, but at his Shantipur house. Therefore, as formally explained, text 99, from Advaita's old paternal house, Nijalaya, in Shantipur, Sita came to Navadvip to present gifts to the newborn child, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is a short purport, but deep meanings. Om Ajnanitam Randhasya Jnananjan Shalakaya Chakshulmilitamena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitamena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utpadikamlam Shri Gurun Vaishnavancha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagandagunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijan Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagan Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitansha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Deen Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostuti Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhan Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalptaru Bhayasya Kripa Sindhu Bhaye Vicha Patitanam Pavanevhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namah Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pungam Langhyati Girim Yat Kripatam Ham Vande Shri Gurum Dina Tharane Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram Ajanulumbit Bhajav Kanaka Vedatu Sankirtanek Pitrav Kamalaya Taksho Vishambharav Dujbharav Yugdharma Palav Vande Jagat Prikarav Karunavataro. Advaita Acharya Bharya Jagat Pujatyarya Namatara Sita Thakurani Acharya Ryagyapaya Gile Upaharanaya Dekhiti Balak Shiromani. This chapter is entitled The Advent of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. People in general and scholars in particular get confused in understanding Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even to this day, it's only credit to ISKCON and Srila Prabhupada's efforts that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has become known. Normally people think that Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is a devotee of Krishna. So when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also thought like that. Because in his mind he was calculating, these scriptures say that Lord Krishna, Lord Vishnu is Triyuga. He is born in three yugas. Satya, Treta, Dwapar. He is not born in Kali Yuga. So how can I accept that this sannyasi, young sannyasi, Krishna Chaitanya, is Krishna himself? He got confused. Similarly, many scholars also get confused and people in general get confused. Because Mahaprabhu is Chadmavatar. He is hidden incarnation. So this chapter particularly establishes Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's supremacy as Krishna himself, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Krishna's incarnation, not Krishna himself. In fact, he is not Krishna's incarnation. He is Krishna himself. Narottam Das Thakur says, avatarasar guravatar. Amongst all the incarnations, this incarnation, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is the essence of all incarnations. So today, during the lecture, we focus on three themes. First, establishing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as appears in this chapter. Then take some parallels. Some parallels from Krishna's birth. Parallels from Lord Vamandev's birth. Because if we go back, Krishna had promised Sutapa and Prashni that he will appear in three incarnations. So we'll take these two parallels and see how Mahaprabhu's birth is exactly same as Krishna's birth, exactly same as Lord Vamandev's birth. A lot of things will happen similar. So that's the focus today. Okay, if we go back to a few verses, there are a number of verses here, some 15, 20 verses, which are describing the appearance of the Lord and jubilation, the celebration. The celebration is taking place. So if you look at verse 97, 98, which says, Prasanna hoilo dashadika, prasanna nadijala, isthavara jangama hoilo anande vihavala. In this atmosphere, all the 10 directions became jubilant, as did the waves of the rivers. Moreover, all beings, moving and non-moving, were overwhelmed with transcendental bliss. So this kind of effect will not happen unless the personality which had appeared is transcendental. So something transcendental will have transcendental effect. Something material will not have transcendental effect in terms of appearing. Then text 98, Nadiya Udayagiri Punachandra Gaurahari Kripakari Hoila Udaya Papatama Hoila Nasha Trijagatira Ullasa Jagabhari Hari Dhvani Hoya. Thus by his causeless mercy, the full moon, Gaurahari, rose in the district of Nadiya, which is compared to the Udayagiri mountain. It's a mountain where the sun first becomes visible. His rising in the sky dissipated the darkness of sinful life, and thus the three worlds became joyful and chanted the holy name of the Lord. So Krishna has appeared. And Chaitanya Charitamritakar, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, makes it evident that Krishna's appearing, disappearing is same like the rising and setting of the sun. So he says, as if from Udayagiri, which is considered a mountain where the sun rises from, the sun had arisen. Earlier on, we chanted one verse, Ajanulambit bhujau kanakavadato sankirtanak pitaru kamalayatakshu Vishwambharu dvijbaru yugdharma palo Vande Jagat Prikaru Karunavataru. Here it is said that actually this Sankirtan Yajna has got two fathers. It has two fathers. And these two fathers of Sankirtan Yajna are known as Nityanand Mahaprabhu and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sankirtanak Pitaru, in dual case, Pitaru, two fathers. So Vishwambharu Dvijvaru Yagdharma Palu, Bande Jagat Prikaru Karunavataru. So Mahaprabhu appeared, and now in these series of verses, these celebrations are taking place. And later on we will see how these celebrations are similar, like Krishna's birth and the celebration thereon. Similarly, Lord Vamandeva's birth and celebration thereon. Okay, coming back to the purport. In the purport, there's a description of Sita Thakurani. So various personalities have come. They offer their gifts, their prayers, their blessings, their love to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And congratulated Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata for having such a transcendental son born into their household. If you look at the verse is Balak Shiromani. This is not an ordinary child. This is Balak Shiromani. He is the topmost child one can ever aspire for. And Sachi Mata, Jagannath Mishra were so fortunate to have this child born in their family. Everyone is coming and congratulating them. Who else is coming? There is a nice description that even the demigods are coming in the form of brahmanas. They are coming and offering gifts, blessings, and prayers to this transcendental child. So, I'll spend a couple of minutes, few minutes, just putting in context Krishna's birth. Bhagavad Gita establishes that the Lord's birth is transcendental. The famous verse in Bhagavad Gita in 4th chapter says, Janma karma cha me devyam evam yaveti tattuta tektva deham puna janma neti mameti suvarjun. So janma karma cha devyam. Devyam, transcendental. Krishna's birth and his activities are transcendental. Prior to this verse, Krishna himself says, he says, Ajopi sannavyatma bhutanam ishwarupi san pukritam swamadhishtaya sambhavami atmamaya. This is important to understand so that we can see Krishna's birth, Mahaprabhu's birth, in the eyes of scriptures and how this is transcendental. So the Lord says that Ajopi, he is unborn. Abhayatma, he is inexhaustible. Which means he never dies. He never dies. He is immortal. Bhutanam Ishwarapisan. And he is the Lord and Master of all living beings. Therefore, he is not subject to the rules and regulations which the normal human beings go through. He may imitate them, just like he is doing now, as appearing a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a Brahmana's son, and calling himself a Brahmana. And when he appears as Kshatriya's son, Vasudeva's son, calls himself Kshatriya. So he may imitate. And in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, this has been explained. Kritvan kil karmani, the sages of Navasharana are saying, Kritvan kil karmani saharamena keshava, atimartyani bhagavan, gudha kapat manusha. Please tell us the narrations of Ram and Krishna. Ram and Krishna. In Bhagavatam you see, Lord Balaram, known as Ram in many places, just Ram Krishna. Address is Ram, the Lord Ram, because there are so many other Rams. But in Bhagavatam you see Ram and Krishna. So Balaram, Lord Balaram and Krishna. So Saharamena Keshava, the Supreme Personality, Keshava, Krishna, he performed many superhuman activities. Please tell those narrations to us. So out of 6 questions in Srimad Bhagavatam, this is one of the questions, which is an introduction, or which sets the scene for entire speech of Srimad Bhagavatam. Saharamena Keshava. So please tell these narrations. And these narrations are important because the Lord himself disguises as human beings. Or in other incarnation, as fish, tortoise, a lion, He disguises himself. Just like the children, they put a mask sometimes. So Krishna disguises himself, and therefore it becomes very difficult to understand him, not only for human beings, even for the demigods. Tene brahma hridaye adikave mohyanti yat surya. So Surya, very, very learned personalities, like Lord Brahma, Lord Indra, Lord Shiva, they become bewildered because he disguises himself. Gudha kapat manusha. Kapat basically means, you know, disguising himself. So, some of these verses in Bhagavad Gita, they describe Krishna's transcendental birth. And when you read the description of Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto, in the light of Bhagavad Gita, it appears Krishna is transcendental. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. Brijendra Nandana Jai, Sachi Suto Hoyle Seye, Balarama Hoyle Nitai. The same Supreme Personality of Godhead who appeared in Brijamandal as the son of Nanda Maharaj has appeared in Navadvip as son of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata. Same Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in Brahma Sahita, Lord Brahma is also confirming this. Advaitam Achyutam Anadimananti Rupam Adyam Purana Purusham Navayovanam Cha Vedesu Durlabham Adurlabham Atma Bhaktu Govindam Adi Purusham Tamham Bhajami. So Krishna is Advait, he is non-dual substance. And he is Achyut, he does not fall down, infallible. Anadi, he doesn't have any beginning. And Anantarupam, he has got many, many transcendental forms, like some of these forms we discuss. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. He is Shyamasundar in Brijamandal and Gaurasundar in Gaurumandal. So Brijamandal, Shyamasundar. Shyamasundar in Brijamandal becomes Gaurasundar in Gaurumandal. Same Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, Yam Shamsundaram Achinta Guna Surupam Govindam Adi Purusham Tamham Bhajami. So, in the light of these verses, now let's look at some of these narrations. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is born. Advaita Acharya and Haridas Thakur have already understood Mahaprabhu's birth, and on the lunar eclipse day, they are dancing and chanting. Haridas Thakur understood that Mahaprabhu has born by seeing Advaita Acharya's loud chanting and dancing. And he joined him in Sitapur. Later on, they both went and took bath in the Ganga. Others are also going and taking bath in Ganga. Mahaprabhu is born. The demigods in the upper planetary systems have understood the Supreme Personality of Godhead has appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So they are coming as Brahmanas giving their blessings. So Sita Thakurani has also come. The description of Sita Thakurani here is that Acharya re agya paya gele upahara laya dekhite balak shiromani. So she went to see this transcendental child. Advait Acharya bharya jagat pujate arya naam tara Sita Thakurani. So, the wife of Advaita Acharya Prabhu, she is Jagat Pujati Arya. She is a very noble lady who is worshipable by the whole world. Who is Advaita Acharya? He is a combined form of Mahavishnu and Lord Shiva. Therefore, Sita Thakurani is none other than Mother Parvati. Mother Parvati in the scriptures is known with different names, and she also has a role to play in Krishna's pastimes. How? In the 10th canto, in the 2nd chapter, there are a number of verses. When the Lord decided to appear, he summoned Yogamaya in his mind. Yogamaya appears, and then this is what the Lord tells her. Gachya Devi Brajam Bhadre Gopa Gopir Alankritam. So here Yogamaya has been addressed by the Lord as Devi. Devi means she is worshipable. Oh, you who are worshipable by the whole world, Devi. And then Krishna says Bhadre. She brings auspiciousness to all living beings. So actually there's no much difference between Yogamaya and Mahamaya. And we'll see how. Then the Lord says, At aham ansh bhagena devakya putritam shubhe prapsyami tvam yashodayam nandapatnyam bhavishyasi. So the Lord says, Shubhe. O Devi, O Yogamaya, who is all auspicious. So by the order of the Lord, Yogamaya appeared as the daughter of Mother Yashoda and then was brought by Vasudeva to Mathura. And Mathura, as soon as Kansa tried to kill her, she slipped from his hands and appeared in the sky as Ashtabhuji Durga, Mahamaya. Now, the funny thing is that this Kamsa was a devotee of Mahamaya. He is Shakta. So when he saw Mahamaya in the sky, he was very, very fearful. He said, how come this happened? And then Mahamaya said, oh fool, don't try to kill the babies. And don't torture Vasudeva and Devaki. So by taking that order, then Kansa released Vasudeva and Devaki. But going back to the conversation between Krishna himself and Yogamaya, the Lord tells her, Archishyanti manushyastvam sarvakamvareshwarim dhup upahara balibhi sarvakamvara pradam. So there are a series of verses, another two verses. Namdheyani kurvanti sthanani cha narabhavi durgeti bhadrakaliti vijaya vaishnaviti cha kumuda chandika krishna kanyaketi cha maya narayani ishani sharadeti ambaketi cha. There are three verses in which the Lord is telling Mahamaya to go to Gokul and then blessing her as well. He said, the human beings in general will worship you because you would become the giver of all kinds of benedictions by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the people will come with incense, flowers, and various kinds of offerings and worship you. Krishna has also given names to Mahamaya. And these names are Durga, Bhadrakali, Vijaya, Vaishnavi, Kumuda, Chandika, Krishna, Kanya, Kumari, Maya, Narayani, Ishani, Sharda. Nine names. Navad Durga. So, Vallabhacharya, Prabhupada quotes in the purport, has described various places where Mahamaya, Durga Devi, has taken a residence. In Varanasi, she is known as Durga. Avanti, Bhadrakali. Odisha, Vijaya. In Kolhapur, Vaishnavi. Kamrupa, Pradesh, Chandika. In Mayur, which is not far from where I come from, she is known as Sharada, Saraswati. In Kanyakumari, in south, Kanyaka. In Mumbai, she is known as Mahalakshmi or Ambika. So like that, there are nine places where the forms of Durga are worshipped have taken places. So all this happened by the blessings of the Lord. Now, looking at the description here, it says, Jagat Pujati Arya. This transcendental personality, Sita Thakurani, she is Jagat Pujita. She is worshipped by the whole world as Mother Parvati or Durga. And this Parvati, Mother Durga, then came to bless this transcendental child, Vishwambhar or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, looking at some of the parallels from Krishna's birth to Mahaprabhu's birth, all the demigods come and pray to the Lord in the prison house of Kansa. So Brahma bhavashya tatreta munivir naradadivi Devahi Sanuchare Sakam Gibhir Vrishnam Adrian. So Brahma, Lord Shiva, Indra, many great sages like Narad Muni, Vyasdev, Devahi, many demigods like Indra, Chandra, Varuna, all of these came and they offered prayers to the Lord. And there are a series of prayers. Some of those famous prayers are given here. Just one verse is Satyavritam Satyaparam Trisatyam Satyasya Yonim Nihitam Cha Satya Satyasya Satyam Ritu Satya Netram Satyatmakam Tvam Sharanam Prapadna. So all the demigods are saying, Dear Lord, we take shelter of you because you are Satyavrata. You keep a promise. Whenever you make a promise, you keep it. And your promise is Paritrana Sadhunam Vinasacha Duskritam Dharma Sanstapnarthaya Sambhamami Yoga Yogi. That is your promise, and you fulfill it. Time and time again, you fulfill this promise. Because you are the absolute truth. So Krishna has been described in these verses as Satyavritam, Satyaparam, Satyasyonim, Satyam, Rit Satyam, Satyatmakam, like that. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead is absolute truth. This is what the Devas are establishing. Now in Mahaprabhu's birth, we see that all these demigods are present. Lord Shiva is present as Advaita Acharya. Narad Muni is present as Shiva's Thakur. Hanumanji is present as Murari Gupta. Lord Balaram is present as Nityananda Mahaprabhu. So all these demigods, various demigods are present. So Sita Thakurani, Mother Durga, is also present. And now she is coming to give her blessings and see her master, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just as we said earlier on, that the description given here are very similar to the descriptions which are found in Krishna's birth in Srimad Bhagavatam, as well as Lord Vamandev. So Lord Vamandev is born as a Brahmana. So there are more similarities. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is born as a Brahmana boy, son of a Brahmana, Jagannath Mishra. So is Lord Vamandev born to Kashyap Muni as a Brahmana boy, as son of Aditi, mother Aditi, as the younger brother of Indra, as a brother to Aditya, Suryadeva. So he is born as a Brahman boy. And when the Lord is born, the celebrations are taking place. The birth ceremonies are taking place. And the ceremonies have been described in the 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam on series of verses. So let's look at some 3 verses here. Tas upniyamanasya savitrim savita brvit. So when the Lord was born, before being born, he appeared in his transcendental four-armed form to Kashyap Muni and Aditi. Then he took the form of a Brahmana Bhatu, young Brahmana boy, who is only a 52 angul high. His height is only 52 anguls. Anguls means these fingers. Nowadays we have so many measurements. Okay? In old times, even when I was growing up, we would just measure through angul. 8 angul. 8 anguls. Angul means fingers. So finger measurement. So Lord Vamandev is measured through fingers because there's no other measurement there. So his name became Vaman, 52 anguls. His height is only 52 anguls. Brahmana Bhatu. So when Brahmana Bhatu is born, sanskaras are taking place, purificatory processes are taking place. And first thing which is happening here is his Yagopavit. He is taking the ceremony to accept the sacred Brahmana thread. So for his Yagopavit ceremony, Lord Sun God himself came to utter Gayatri in his ears. Just like when you take second initiation, the Guru, the spiritual master, he says the Gayatri Mantra in your ears. So for Lord Vamandev's ceremony, sacred ceremony, thread ceremony, Suryadeva himself, who is worshipped through Gayatri Mantra, the Gayatri Mantra worships the Sun God. So Sun God himself came to utter Gayatri to Lord Vamandev. Then Brihaspati Brahma Sutram. Brihaspati, the spiritual master of demigod, he came to offer the sacred Brahma thread. Mekhlam Kashyapvadat. And his belt, the Kusha belt, made of Kusha grass, was offered to the Lord by his father, who is a celebrated Brahmana, Kashyap Muni. Dadau Krishna Janam Bhumir, Mother Earth, she offered Lord Vamandev Krishna Ajanam, the deer skin of a black deer, deer skin, because he is a Brahmana. Then, Dandam Soma Vanaspati, a Brahman Bhattu, he carries a danda, a stick. So, Vanaspati, Soma Vanaspati, the moon god who is known as the master of all the vegetations, trees and vegetations, he himself came and offered a danda to the Lord. Then Kopin Achadanam Mata. His Mata Aditi, his mother, she could not see him naked anymore, so she offered him Kopin. Because this is what the mothers do. They dress the child, clean them up. Then, Dos Chatram Jagatapati. The outer space, the personification of outer space, the deity, offered him an umbrella. Kamandalam Vedagarva. Vedagarva, Lord Brahma, he offered him a water pot. Kamandalu. So Mahaprabhu also carries Kamandalu. Dand Kamandalu, Mandati Mandam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also carries Kamandalu as a sannyasi. Kushan Saptarishyo Daduhu. And sacred Kusha grass was offered by seven great sages. Akshamalam Maharaja Saraswati Abhyatmana. O Lord, Sukhdev Goswami is saying to Maharaj Parikshit, O Maharaj, O King, Akshamala, the mala of Rudraksha. Rudraksha mala, Brahmacharis normally wear, either Tulsi mala or Rudraksha mala. So, differs from the school to school. If you are in a Vaishnava school, Tulsi mala. If you are in Advaita school, then Rudraksha mala. So, school to school. So, Akshamala Maharaja Saraswati Vyatmana. O Maharaj, O King, Saraswati, Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning herself, offered this transcendental brahmachari a akshamala, rudrakshamala. Tasmat iti upanitaya yaksharat patrika madat. Now this Brahman Bhattu has to go and beg. So in order for him to beg, there has to be a pot for begging. So the pot was given by Yaksharaj, the treasurer of the demigods. Now having this patra from Yaksharaj, then the Lord goes for bhiksha. So he has to find bhiksha, some alms. So his first alm was given by Bhiksham Bhagavati Sakshad Umad Ambika Sati. So to this transcendental brahmachari, Bhattuk brahmachari, Vamandev, the first alm was given by Uma Devi. Coming back to the same point, Sita Thakurani, Uma Devi, Parvati, is going to give first arm to Lord Vamandev. Here, Sita Thakurani, Uma Devi, Parvati, is coming to give Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu his presentations, his gifts, and her blessings. So this is how you can see some parallels in the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with the appearance of Lord Krishna himself, Lord Vamandev, which proves that actually Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. There's no doubt. Now going back to how we started earlier on, that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he could not understand Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, the Lord is Triyuga. How can he be born in Kali Yuga? Now same scholar, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, then offered 100 verses in the praise of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And one of the verses, famous verses, is Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yogam Shikshartham Eka Purusha Purana Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dhari Kripamudhirya Sittamaham Prapadde. I offer my obeisances to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But this personality is actually Purana Purusha. The same thing has been said by Lord Brahma. Adyam Purana Purusham No Yovanam Cha. So now Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, the greatest scholar of the Vedas at that time in India, accepts Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that this is Purana Purusha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dhari, although he has accepted this form of his sannyasi and known as Krishna Chaitanya, but he is Purana Purusha. He is the first transcendental being who is also known as Anadi Adi Govinda Sarvakaran Karnam in Brahma Sanhita by Lord Brahma. So this way we can see the parallels. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance is non-different from Krishna's appearance. Therefore, the demigods are coming in the form of brahmanas and begging, offering their blessings. And many demigods are already present there, such as Sita Thakurani, Advaitacharya Prabhu, Srivas Thakur, Murari Gupta, and so many others. Hare Krishna.